That midrabbanan, though, we're afraid, we say that she is tum, even though she didn't feel the dam. That's why ksomim is only midrabbanan. The Rashi learns that midrabbanan is du ma'agisha v'lavadait. The Rashi elves know that it is that really you need hagosha. And even midrabbanan is not the pshat that we say even without hagosha she's tummy. But we say that midrabbanan du ma'agisha v'lavadait, maybe really she felt it and she didn't realize it. So that's why Shmuel would agree that Ksomim is Tomim with Rabbanim. Now, Ravashi says like this. Ravashi Yoma that Shmuel who the Yoma Krem Nechemia. That Rav Shmuel holds the Krem Nechemia Shita. The Tanan we learn like this. Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Kol Dover Sheinu Makabel Tumo, Einu Makabel Ksomim. The anything that's not Makabel Tumo does not have a Tumo of Ksomim either. So that's why before when Shmuel said Botka Karka Oilam, she checked out the ground before she sat down there, and then she sat down, even though after when she got up she saw there's dam there, so we know for sure the dam came out from her. Still Shmuel before said she's Torah. So according to Rav Ashi's Torah, says she's Torah even Midrabbanan. Why? Because the Maista HaGoshi she did not have. I Midrabbanan should be a Tumas Ksamim. So no, Shmuel holds like Nechemya that this Tumas Ksamim is only if the Begit, what it goes on, could become Tomei. It's like Agav, we're Matama the Begit, we're Matama her also. But if the Dam came down on the ground, on the Karka is not a Bar, Kabuli, Kabuli Tumu, so therefore there's no Xeris Ksamim on the Isha. Rashi says, Rashi Yom, a time of the Shmuel, the Yom, the Yom, but the Karka, Elom, love me sure my Gosha, not because you need Hagosha. Elkrab Nechem Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, the Yom, the Yisrael, the Makabu Tumma. Elka, Kol Hanech, the Yuf, the Lav, Kushin, Enu, to Shmuel, the Yare, the Gosha, Klal. The Rashi learns this now, that Rashi is saying, according to Shmuel, you don't need Hagosha altogether. That's not the Pshan Shmuel. Enechnami midiraisa, she's tummy, if she sees the dam coming out of her, even without Hagosha. Why is some money midirabonin then? Rashi doesn't explain why. But who you have to say then, the pshat is that midiraisa, she's only tummy if she has the idea brura, like she has to like see the dam coming out of her. But if she does not know the dam came out, just she finds it out later, then it's not tummy midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. And the xeris of someone was only said on a dover on a kabul tumor, but not on Karak Oilam, something that's not Mekabal Tumah. This is Rashi's Pshat. However, Ta'is has not let that, and we hold that the Pshat from the first Teres Gemara was that Midrabbanan there's a Tumas Ksama, means even though we know for sure she was not Marga, she did not feel the dam coming out, even though she's Torah Midiraisa, but I call for Midrabbanan though she's Tumah. We hold that Midrabbanan she's Tumah, even though she does not feel the dam coming out. That's why there's a Xeris of Ksama. And even according to second, as Rav Ash is just saying, then Shmuel's case with the Kestim came out on Karak Olam, there also it's on there she's Torah Lagarm even with Rabbanan, because the Xeris Ksamim was only set upon something that has a Kabbalah Tumah. But could all be the same shot that Midi writes to the reason why she's Torah is because you need Hagosha. Without Hagosha there's no Tumah Midi Raisa. Just with Rabbanan though Yitame, even though she did not feel the dam coming out, out the Xeris Ksamim, but that's only falls upon something that's a bar Kabbalah Tumah. I tell you, says that it's not it's any bedin to say if the beggar that it comes on or in Karak Olam here cannot be tummy, there's any bedin to say that she should be tummy. Therefore, since the beggar is Tor, we say she's also Tor. The other one says, Bishlem Ravashi, it's good according to Ravashi, Hainu Dukoma Karka. That's why Shmuel said the case is that she found a kesem on Karka on the ground. That's why she's Tor even with Rabbanan, because it's not Mekabel Tumah. Elul Rav Yimir, the current Rav Yimir, that he said that Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. But Midirabonin, though, Shmuel agrees she's telling me Mishum Adin Kesem, is so Ma'i Rekaka. What do we have to say? The case is that she was sitting on the ground. Afilu Gliminam, it could have said the same case with clothing. It should have said that she checked her underwear before she put it on, and then she puts on her underwear, and then right away she took it off and found dam on it. It would be the same aloha that Midiraisa should be Tahira, and she's only telling me Midirabonin. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shmuel's only talking about Midiraisa. So why did Shmuel have to say the cases of Bakar Koilim? He could have said the cases of Beglimer also. Samora says in Echnami, but I'll tell you, Loi mi boy Komar, that Shmuel wants to teach us a Chiddush, and it's said like this, Loi mi boy Glima, not only in the case you found the dam, the kesem on clothing, the Loi Mivdak Shap, you can't check it out so well. So therefore, we do not know for sure if it came out right now. We could say maybe Mialmos, like maybe the spot was there before she checked it out. And even though she put it on and took it off and found dam, maybe that dam was there from before. So that's why we said that she's Torah Midiraisa. Elo afilo karka. But she must have chidish even by karka. The Mivdik Shap, here you could check it out very well. The Yikul, maybe here I could say Migufo. So maybe this dam did come Migufo. This dam came out from her body, and therefore maybe I should say she should be Tumeya Midiraisa. Is Tor, that's the Chiddush, know that Shmuel holds that she's Tor. And what's the reason why she's Tor Midiraisa? Because Midiraisa, we say, Dam has to come out with Agosha, she has to feel it. Again, we spoke out, there are three types of feelings. Either one Shita holds that Nizdaza Gufa, her body like shakes, or else she feels the opening of the Pesach of the womb, she feels the opening of the Mekor and the Dam is coming out from there, or else the most Chumatik Shita is, it's just Zivas Dovalach, she feels some wetness leaving her makor. But again, feeling wetness, Achranim said, does not mean all the way outside her body, where it just drips out of her body. Because there, a lot of times they feel a dove of things dripping out there. Could be other junk that just drips out from over there. So they mean that it has to feel dripping out from inside her. And we spoke out that Bismanas, they really, Nashim, don't feel too much today. So really, they do not feel the Hagosha. But even though they do not feel when the dam comes out, still lemaisa we say that when she has a regular period and the dam comes out, avada we say she's tamei midiraisa. Because even though she does not feel the dam itself, but we say that really, really there is a feeling there. Just she can't feel it like lavadaita. So therefore when the real flow comes, avada she's tamei midiraisa. But when it's not a real flow, she only finds a ksamim on her clothing, then what's like a samim to say the midiraisa? It's she's tor because the dam did not come out by Gosha, and therefore it's only Tamei Midrabbanan. In Midrabbanan we have all these coolers we'll learn about like summon. Now the Mishnah says Al Okfo v'yarosh goda tmei, if she finds the dam on a heel or else she finds the dam on a toe, so we say she's tmei. So that is Bishleim Okfo, it's very good the heel over the Nogabir Samokim, sometimes she picks up her foot and the heel could touch her Mokim Erva. So it's possible the dam came out of her and went onto the heel. El roish gudla, but the toe, the fat toe, lechur my time. Why do we say the dam? Why do we say that dam came from homakor? Lechur the toe does not touch her makam erva. To tell me, maybe you tell me like this: zimnin de noga bi akva. That sometimes like this, really the dam came down on one heel, but then when she was walking, the other toe bumped into the heel and the dam came off the toe and went off the heel and came onto the toe. Maybe that's why we say she's Tumeya, if she finds dam on her toe. So most of the question, is that true? Do we say like this? Do we change around Tumeya from place to place? For your Tanya, we learn like this. Let's say she has a wound on her tzavor, on her neck. That's possible the dam could fall off from her neck and come down on the front of her and land on her underwear. So therefore, Taylor will say, even though she finds dam on a begodim, we will not say the dam came from her mokum, from her tumor, but rather the dam came from her neck and she's torn. What's going to be our safe? Let's say she has a wound on her shoulders, in the back of her shoulders, let's say, sheini yochel litlois, that even the dam drips down over there would not drip down in the front by the mokum erva. Then we say in the Torah, we cannot be told to say that that dam that you find in the underwear came from the marker on the shoulders and therefore should be Tumeya. The question is why, and it says here, I do not say that Shem or Biyod are not lost, and maybe the Pshat is really this dam on the clothing came from her shoulders. How is it that maybe she touched her shoulders with her hand, and then her hand had a spot of blood on it, and then with her hand she touched her underwear? That we do not say. So you see, we're not marked the tumma maklum mokum. We do not say maybe the tumma left the mokum of the, like through a hand, the tumma traveled from the shoulders down to the begotten. We do not say it. So also we should not be saying that the dam traveled from the oitzer mokum down to the heel, and then the toe, the other toe hit the heel. We do not say that. You have to say the dam comes straight onto the toe. The question is, how does the dam come straight onto the toe? So the answer is, Elo Shani Rosh Godla, I tell you, her toe is different. The tip of the toe is different. That the Bahadi the Posa, when she's walking, Ovid the Misrami, that it could be the toe comes underneath the makam haturfa, the toe comes underneath the makam of the erva, and therefore the dam, when it can't drip out of her, went straight onto the tip of the toe. So that's why we totally, that's why we say she's tummy. So it's not that we have to say that the toe itself touches the makam erva, because when she's walking, the toe is underneath her legs, so therefore the toe goes under the spot where the dam could fall down on. That's why we say she's tummy. Now the most question, but is it true what we just got finished saying though, that is it true what you're saying, they were not machzir tuma from one place to another place? The Yatani will learn like this. Let's say she finds dam on her finger joints. She finds some dam. So Tumeya, we say that she's tummy. We say that dam came out from her makor. Why? Because the hands are active, they move around. So now my time, what's the reason? Lav, isn't it mishum darminu, we say botko b'chad yodo v'nogach b'dach yodo, so we assume that she examined herself like with one hand, then she touched it with the other. That's how the hand that dam got on the kishret place of on the finger joints. So who you see, you are machzik dam yimokam amokam. So more says, let us not the pshat shani yodo, hands are different to kule avida dinaga, that the hands moved around, therefore any part of the hand, it really could come in direct contact with the place where the dam comes out. So if when you find dam on the hands, she's tameya, because hands are zaskoni, they move around very active. Therefore the hand itself came to that mokum where the dam could fall on. But if the hands would be a place where dam cannot fall on, we would not say the dam fell simply says, when she touched it with the hands, we would not be machzir tuma mimokum lemokum. But it says in the Mishnah al Shuka, if the dam she finds on her thighs, the Yal Parsaisel, or else she finds it on her feet, so mibifnim, on the inside, that's near the makam, the dam would drip down from a makam air, if it would touch there, she's Tameya. But on the outside, then we say she's Torah. The question is, mibifnim ad hechem, from the inner side of her feet or her thigh, how much is called the inner side? Samidvir Rabbianai, the name of Rabbianai, ad makam chavak, until the place called Chavak. So exactly what the Chavak is, as if from Shotim Yawam Shatari says, is that when the 2 feet like touch together, so the meat, the part that touches together, that's called, up until there is called the Panim. Like the front of your 2 feet, they don't touch together so much. If you go inside an inch or two inside already, that's when it starts to touch. So that Mokum, that place where the 2 feet touch one another, you put them together, that's called already Bifnim. That's called Ad Mokum Chavak. So the dam is found in front of that Mokum, she's Tameya. In back or inside that Mokum, then she's Torah. But the question is, Iboilu, have a question like this. Mokum Chavak, the Mokum where the 2 pieces come together, that Mokum where they first touch, Kilifnim, is that called like the Pnim inside, they say she's like a Tameya on that Mokum, or Kilichutz, or that Mokum called like the outside, that she's Torah. That's true, from that Mokum it starts touching inwards, Avad she's Torah, but that mokum itself, what's the halacha? So Toshima coming here, the Tony Rav Ketini, finish like this: Ad mokum chavak, up until the mokum chavak she's tamei, and the chavak at meklifnim, the mokum the chavak also should be tamei. It's also called kipnim. That's also called the mokum where the dam could reach, coming out from a mokum ervam. So that's also b'chal the sofa that we say she's tamei. But anyway, inside that more. That's called already the machitzain. That then should be tahor. Rav Chiya bred Rav Avi Masnul Labed. He learned this halacha clearly. And Amri the Rav Yani. The Yani said like this: Ad Mokum Chavak. That what's called mevifnim up until the mokum where the 2 pieces come together. The chavak atzma, the mokum, the first mokum where they touch, is also considered kalifnim. It's also called kalifnim dami. That should take be tamei if the dam comes in that place. What's going to be kashir maho? Let's say she finds dam on her flesh, but kashir means Rashi says ritzua biigul kitzamin. She finds like a round spot of blood there, a line of blood, but it's round like a circle of blood. She finds there's like the blood stain like had a shape of a ring on the flesh. What's going to be? Or else Kishura Mal, let's say it has a straight line of drops, it's kashura, it's a straight line, or else tipim mao, little drops won't be the lacha. In other words, when she finds little drops of blood on her flesh, do we say this dam came from the makor and it came out, or no? Or do we say it came miyalma? Rashi says mimisat kine madam ani doeloi. Rashi says kuritzua means l'orech hayerech, along the length of the yerech. Da'ina urche kishnof of the shoyes of nasa kuritzua. So what's the lach if she finds dam this way? Is she tummy or not? Or else the Gemara says l'roichet yureichamau. What if she finds the dam along the width of her thigh, not the length of her thigh, but she finds it across the width of her thigh? What's going to be the lacha there? Do we say that dam came from the makor or it came from someplace else? So Gemara says Toshema coming here. It says like this: Al b'sorof the dam, the front on the flesh. Sofik tomei sofik tor. It says the Mishnah, we have a sofik whether that dam came from the makor, from a body, or from someplace else. So then is tomei. We say she's tummy. So the question is, al b'sara mai. What does it mean to say we found dam on the flesh? Lav doesn't mean to say ki hai gavnas. All these cases, and any time we find dam on the flesh, even though they have different type of shapes, still when I suffer, we say she's tummy. So Mar says, lo, it could be no. Duma may be diyavit kuritzua. Maybe came out normally. Rashi's kuritzua means lo'erech hayerech, along the length of the yerech, the thigh, a straight like line of blood. That's the normal case. That's when she's tummy. But any other case, maybe she'll be torah, so we don't know. Duma Mar says the yavit kuritzua. See if we have no proof. Having Mar says he used to say there was a lady tishtakech lo doma b'mashtisa. She found dam on a mashtisa. She was weaving a cloth like. And on the cloth, on the string going up and down, on that string she found some dam. So they want to know if that dam, she has to be afraid maybe to the dam neither or not. So the case was, Osla Karim, they brought in front of Rabbi Yanai. Omalo, he said to her, Tezel v'teisei, let me see how you weave. Go weave over again now, and let me see if this part of the cloth came in between your legs, came near the Mokum Ervo, then I'll sell you to Meya, and if not, I'll sell you to her. So that's what it is, he checked it out. For the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned, ain't shayna b'tayrus, if you have a suffix, whether you tell me or not, we do not say to do it over again to check you out. We know, we go to Chumrah to say, no, we can't check you out. And we say, no, you have to be tummy. So I come here, he said to check it out, do it over again. We answer like this, ki amrina, when do I say this klal? Of ain't shayna, we don't check it over again, that's lakula. That's what Menastam would say, you tummy. It's just if you check it over again to see if you didn't touch, there was a shal over there, whether you touched the sheret or not. So menastam we say you did. Just if you check it over again, did not check and did not touch it, then we do not say it lakula. Avaluchum rishenav, over here it's just the opposite. Menastam we say your dam neither did not fall upon this clothing. You're not wearing it. So menastam would say you tore. Just if you do it over again and we see that this cloth comes near the mokum erva, then it'll make you tomei. Then we do say shayna to try it over again. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Hoysha Pashtosai? Let's see, she was taken off her dress and she covered herself with it at night time. Then any place she finds the dam, she's tummy. Tani, we learned, Omer Reb Lozer Reb Yosi, Dov is there, this halacha horesi b'yiromi, I taught an yiromi l'yisa, that it was also, like we said in our Mishnah, u'kishabosa etzachom shavadorim, when I came to Chom and by Dorim, Omerly, they said to me, Yofa Reisa, attack a pask in the right way, like it says in our Mishnah, so if she takes off her clothing and covers herself at night time, then she finds a spot of dam on it, then the Chama, she's Tameya. Any place she finds it. Turn around about like this. What's going to be Arucha? Let's say a long lady. Shalov Shechaluka Shaktsar. She put on her friend's dress, and her friend is a short lady. Goes the opposite way. Ukitsara, the lady that's very short, Shalom Shachaluka Shalaruka, she put on a dress of a friend that's very long. And now they find the spot of dam on it, and they don't know from which lady the dam came from. Se'im magia kineged beis ha'torfa shalaruka. Let's say when the long lady, when she put on the short lady's dress, so if that dress is long enough that it reaches down to a mokum erev at least, so then we say it's a good suffix from which one of these two ladies the dam came from. They did not check out the clothing in between, so the suffix from which one it came from. Therefore, the lochur is shteim tmeyos. Both of them is Tomei min Atzofik, because there's Vadei Dami, and one of them for sure is Tomei. We don't know which one to say yes, which one to say no. Therefore, they're both Tomei. Beim Lav, let's say though, when the tall one puts on the dress, it's so short that it does not even reach down to a Mokum Erev, it's only like an apron on top. If so, then Arucha Torah, then for sure this tall one is tall, the Dam did not come from her, because the Dam came from her, cannot reach the top of the Beged. It would not reach the where the Beged ends. The Beged ends on the top of her. Uktsara Tamei, and then only the short lady, she's Tamei. Tani, the learn like this, another Breitzer. Botka Chaluk, let's say one Isha wore her under, wore her dress, and she took it off her and she checked it, and she saw there's no Dam on it. And now she lent her dress to a friend. And then when the friend takes off the dress, she finds Dam on it. So Lacher is he to her where the first one is tall because she checked out the dress after she took it off. So she knows for sure the Dam is not from her. And the Chaverta toilabo. But and the second one, the Chaverta, she could also be taller. She has a right to say that maybe the Dam came from the first one. Zit say, I don't trust you that you checked it out. So Amar Shreis Rosheshi says Ulinyan Dina Tanan. This is only a loch to get to din. Does the second one have to wash the dress or not? Like she took a clean dress and now she's giving it back dirty. Does she have to wash the dress or not? So in this, the second one has a right to say, I don't believe you to say that you checked it out before you gave it to me. Therefore, the second one does not have a chiyuv to wash the baggage. You can give it back. Avo brought Linyan Tuma. Nogeya to say which one is Tomei, he Torah v'chabreta Tomei, and Echanami. The first one Taka is Torah, and only the second one is Tomei. Because for Manashok, the second one is Tomei anyway. Even when it's sad, like we do not believe the first one, so then both of them are the cloud of Suffolk. So therefore, the second one is Tomei for sure. Now the first one, she tells us that she checked it out, so therefore Nogeya to Hodin Tumor, we believe her. So therefore, the first one remains Torah, and only the second one is Tomei. That's Nageya to Hilchos Tumas Nida. But Nageya to the Chiyuv to wash the Beged, the second one has the right to say, I don't trust you, what you said, you checked it out, and therefore the second one does not have a Chiyuv to wash the Beged.